Hello, good morning students. Today we are going to understand a simple and a short poem, Mystery of the Talking Fan, from your textbook Honeycomb. The poem Mystery of the Talking Fan is written by Maudy Rubin, a poet from California who lived between 1891 to 1973. Students, the poem is all about a common electric fan, a ceiling fan. The poet here has personified the fan and has called it he as a person. Before we move on, let us understand what a personification means. Personification is a figure of speech in which we give human qualities to non-living things or ideas. I repeat, it's a figure of speech in which we give human qualities to non-living things or ideas. Say for example, mountains laugh and hills rejoice. Mountains laugh and hills rejoice. In this example, mountains and hills are given human quality of laughing and rejoicing respectively. For more detail on personification, you can refer slide number 8. Students, you all might have wondered looking at the title of the poem. Mystery of the Talking Fan. The word mystery means something secret or something incomprehensible or something that we can't understand. For example, what is afterlife? No one knows what is afterlife. To understand a little more about the word mystery, you can refer slide number 2. Students, let's move on. A fan is very common and one of the most mundane objects. Here, mundane means ordinary. So, fan is an ordinary object that we use in our everyday life, especially during hot season. So what is that mystery of the fan that the poet is trying to tell us about? Students, you might also wonder at a question derived from the title itself. Talking fan. Can a fan talk? If yes, what is it that the fan is talking and to whom? Let us now find out the mystery of that fan about which the poet is trying to tell us. We'll also find out what the mysterious fan is telling the poet. Let us now recite the poem. Once there was a talking fan, electrical his chatter. I couldn't quite hear what he said, and I hope it doesn't matter, because one day somebody oiled his little whirling motor, and all the mystery was spoiled. He ran as still as water. Students, in the beginning, that is lines 1 and 2, the poet says that there is an electrical ceiling fan which makes a lot of noise. To that noise, the poet says that the fan is talking. He says that it is trying to tell something to him. The poet calls that fan's noise an electrical chatter. Students, here the word chatter means to speak or make noise repeatedly, rapidly, and continuously. So chatter means to make noise rapidly and continuously. Further, in lines 3 and 4, the poet says that he couldn't understand why there was so much of noise coming from it. He couldn't understand what the fan was trying to say by its chatter. He couldn't understand what exactly was wrong with it. And this was a mystery for the poet. As we know, a mystery is something which we don't understand. And here, the poet didn't understand what the fan was trying to tell him. Then in the lines 5 to 8, the poet says that before he could discover the mystery, an electrician came and put oil in the noisy, whirling motor of the fan. For this, you can refer slide number 6 and you'll understand better about it. The word whirling means rotating. So the motor was rotating to run the fan here. After that, that is, after applying oil in the motor, the movement of the fan became smooth and silent. And here the mystery of the talking fan was finally discovered. The mystery of why the fan was talking got resolved. But what exactly was that mystery? Still it is not clear to us. The mystery was that it was chattering because it needed oiling in its rotating motor. That it was demanding the attention of an electrician. And since the time it was oiled, it started functioning in a very smooth manner. And there was no more noise to be heard. The mysterious talking fan now ran as still as water and became a silent fan. Here the phrase as still as in the last line of the poem is a simile. To understand simile, kindly refer slide number 9. Students, I hope the poem is clear to you. Kindly solve the worksheet attached herewith. Thank you.